Chapter 6.
In Chapter 6, Lenina decides to go to see the reservation with Bernard, instead of going to the North Pole with Benito Hoover. Therefore, Lenina goes out on a date with Bernard. They fly in a helicopter to Amsterdam to the Women's Wrestling Championship. On their flight back, Bernard tries again to feel like an individual and to enjoy the romantic mood of the stormy sea and the moon. But Lenina is shocked by this unorthodox behaviour and suggests taking Soma instead. Finally, Bernard does so, and the two of them spend the night together, even though he would have preferred to get to know her better before having sex.
It seems that Bernard becomes the central character here.
That's right. And the chapter goes on with Bernard. In part two, Bernard must inform the director of his permission to visit the reservation. Surprisingly, the director is in a nostalgic mood and tells Bernard of his own visit to the reservation 20 years earlier. He was there with a girl whom he obviously liked very much. She vanished in the reservation, and he had to leave without her. He admits that he still dreams about this awful experience. Then the director gets angry because he realizes that it was a mistake to tell Bernard about his feelings. So he starts to criticize Bernard for unconventional emotions and threatens to send him into exile to Iceland. But Bernard doesn't take this threat seriously.
Why not?
He thinks that his misbehavior is not severe enough.
People simply weren't transferred for things like that. Iceland was just a threat, a most stimulating and life-giving threat. Walking along the corridor, he actually whistled.
In the third part of the chapter, Lenina and Bernard fly to Texas and spend the night in a luxury hotel. Even though there's not much comfort in the reservation, Lenina still wants to go there. The warden of the reservation describes the place to them as follows. It's a large area of land, subdivided into four districts, and surrounded by a high-voltage electrical fence. 60,000 Indians and half-breeds live there in the traditional way. Lenina and Bernard don't listen closely to these explanations. She has taken Soma, and he has to think of the fact that the eau de cologne tap in his London apartment is still running. He calls Helmholtz to turn it off. Helmholtz tells him that the director has really decided to exile Bernard to Iceland. After this shock, Bernard takes Soma too.
That's quite a long chapter. What's the most important part of it?
Well, when you look at the plot, the most important part is that the director tells Bernard about the fact that he lost his girl in the reservation 20 years ago. This helps Bernard to get rid of the director later on in the story.
Bernard seems to think of himself as quite a revolutionary character.
Yes, but ironically, he is shown to be really conventional in many ways.
You mean when he has to think about the eau de cologne tap he hasn't turned off?
Exactly. Isn't that funny? And then, when things start getting difficult, he takes Soma just like everybody else.
Chapter 7.
Chapter 7 shows Bernard and Lenina visiting the savage village of Malpais. Lenina is disgusted by all the dirt, diseases, and old people. She is also irritated by mothers who are breastfeeding their babies. Bernard tries to point out the positive aspects of all this by saying that the savages can at least experience strong feelings. They get to witness a rain dance. In this ceremony, a young man is nearly whipped to death while walking around a pile of live snakes. While Lenina is still shocked by this sight, another young man with blonde hair and white skin addresses them. He speaks perfect but somehow strange and old-fashioned English and uses quotes from Shakespeare's plays. He explains to them how sad he is about the fact that he wasn't chosen to be whipped in the rain dance ceremony. His name is John, and he tells them that his mother, Linda, came from outside the reservation and was trapped there because of an accident.
And that is the same as the director's story.
Yes. Bernard soon realizes that John must be the director's son. John seems to like Lenina a lot, and she's attracted to him too. They meet John's mother at her pueblo. She has turned into a fat, old woman wearing dirty clothes and smelling of alcohol. Linda is extremely glad to see civilized people and tells them a little bit about herself. She used to work as a beater in the fertilizing room and was really ashamed to have a baby. She, nevertheless, tried to educate him according to principles of Brave New World, but didn't really succeed. She soon became an outcast in the reservation because the other women punished her for having sex with their husbands.
So Linda didn't go back to the civilized world only because of her baby?
Yes. She's too ashamed of being a mother.
But why does she want to go back now?
I'm not quite sure. It seems she can't stand it in the reservation any longer. Besides, her son starts the whole thing by asking Bernard to take her with him.
Chapter 8.
In Chapter 8, Bernard asks John to tell him the story of his life on the reservation. John starts with childhood memories. Among them, his fear and hate of Pope, one of his mother's Indian lovers, seems to be prominent. Pope is also the man who supplied his mother with alcohol. Another negative memory is how Linda got whipped by the other women for her promiscuity, and John unsuccessfully tried to defend her. But he also recalls happier times when Linda told him about the other place, which means the civilized world.
What about the old Indian?
He told him and the other children about Indian mythology and how the world was created. Later, when John was older, Linda taught him how to read and write.
So he was able to read the works of Shakespeare, which he got from Pope, who had found it in an old room used for Indian ceremonies.
Right. At the age of 12, he got the complete works of Shakespeare, and he explains how he was fascinated by Shakespeare's language, even though at first he didn't understand everything. But somehow the book helped him to understand life better, and to put his emotions into words. Because of his mixed background, he remained an outcast, and therefore had to invent his own initiation rites by torturing himself.
How does Bernard react to this again?
Bernard, who feels like an outsider himself, finally invites John to come to London. He also accepts John's wish to take Linda with him because he realizes that she could be useful in his fight against the director. Bernard also assures John that Lenina isn't married yet. Excited by all his hopes for a better future in the civilized world, John quotes Miranda's words from Shakespeare's play The Tempest.
O brave new world that has such people in it.
So this chapter is mainly about John's character.
Correct. And he seems to be an odd mixture.
Yes. On the one hand, he is educated by Linda and knows many things about the civilized world. On the other hand, he is influenced by the Indians. And finally, he's adopted a lot of Shakespeare's language and ideas.
Chapter 9.
Okay, Chapter 9 then. After the visit to the reservation, Lenina is so irritated that she takes a high dose of soma, which makes her sleep for 18 hours. Meanwhile, Bernard flies to Santa Fe to call Mustafa Mond. He wants to get permission to take John and Linda to London. Bernard succeeds in doing so because Mond thinks that this would be an interesting experiment.
And what about John?
John comes to the rest house. He first thinks that they have left without him and starts to cry. Then he realizes that they're still there. He climbs into the house and finds her sleeping in the bedroom.
I remember. He's so fascinated by her beauty.
But doesn't dare to touch her in spite of his strong sexual desire. Instead, he quotes from Romeo and Juliet and feels ashamed of his lust. When he hears Bernard's helicopter arrive, he runs away.
I remember that well. I didn't like it. It all seems so strange.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, Lenina taking this big dose of soma so she can sleep just long enough for Bernard to make his phone call. And during that time, John, another man, just stares at her body while she's asleep. He even examines her underwear. Why can't he wake her up and talk to her?
I know. Lenina is not depicted in a nice way here, just being an object of John's desire. But I think Huxley wanted to show that John definitely has got a big problem with his sexuality. And he uses Shakespeare to try to control his emotions. That's quite ironic, isn't it? I mean, Lenina definitely isn't like Juliet, and for sure no virgin. But that's what he sees in her. Anyway, the most important part for the plot in this chapter is that Bernard gets the permission to get John and Linda out of the reservation.